The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say woo!
Go time.
Yes, the boys are backing down. Indeed we are. Doc Brown is away again because that's just what happens on this show. It's Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown minus Doc Brown. Always.
Plus,
we have very, very, very special guests. Not one, but two guests today. This is so exciting. So exciting. First guest, one of our guests is late, so that's fine. We won't talk about him just now. We'll focus on our first guest. Guest co-host, I should say. Two guest co-hosts for the day. And then we can, once we've established who you are, we can then slag off the other co-host for being late. Now, I want to welcome back to FUBAR, back to the Tuesday Roundup, very good friend of mine, amazingly talented musical comedian, Luke Courtier.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
Brilliant to have you back in.
Yeah.
In fact, you're still a talking point at the station because the last time you were in would have been about maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, just before your run of Lunch, the show called Lunch at the Vaults Festival, where you came in and you did a song for us, which was a song about making a murderer, Stephen Avery.
Yeah.
That's pretty much broke the internet, and it's had like something like 200,000 hits or something.
Yeah, we did good. We did good. couple of guys did good.
That is the most viral video FUBAR's ever had in its history.
Yeah. I just felt like, you know, we're always on top of the zeitgeist when we get together, you and I, and I just, you know, we wrote it. We wrote it. We broke it.
I didn't do anything. I stood here and made sure your mic was up. That was my job.
That was it. That was fun. Ah, man, that show's now out of memory. I'm like, I've got to do something new and topical.
Really? Why? What? You can't just do one of the... Because I came and saw your show, Lunch at the Vaults. I came to the opening night, yeah. And it was not only sold out, but it was just such a great show, a great atmosphere. You picked a perfect venue. The show was just like... countless big laughs. It was seamless. It really was a seamless show.
It was great to have you there. Yeah, we had a good run. We did good. We sold out. It was really exciting. We're at Edinburgh this summer with the Underbelly. So
amazing.
That's really cool.
You got it. Yeah, booked at the Underbelly. High five, buddy. Are you going to do that? Are you going to do Lunch?
I'm going to do Lunch. I'm going to do Lunch. I might tweak it a little bit, but yeah, I'm going to do that show. We're on 6:20.
Brilliant.
Belly laughs on Cowgate. We're there for the month.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, man, yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Pretty not chilled out.
Yeah, man. It's a big deal, man. Yeah, it's a big venue. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So we're just trying to figure out how to, like, make it just expand. And I got a few dates booked in, so I'm going to tinker beforehand. So a few shows, so I'm going to tinker around, see where and what, if I want to rewrite little bits, change little bits. But I like it. It's my show. You know, it's like people who are cool with mechanics have their cars and they'll just kind of batter around
tweak
on them
it.
And they go, yeah, well, they tweak it. Give it a few tweaks. I have no car terminology, so I was going to try for a metaphor. No.
You're talking to the right guy.
Yeah.
You could have said carburetors or something, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I don't eat bread. I don't know shit about shit when it comes to cars, mate.
You know, the rumbling thing.
Yeah.
I got a new one of those.
Yeah. Oh, those awesome things that get the babes that I don't have. Yeah, I know them.
Yes, those babes. Yeah. I love those babes.
Yeah, I'm DJ Catch the Bus, mate. Don't worry about that.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, hey, it's good to see you. We definitely have an issue with us, though, because we are friends that don't catch up with each other.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about this?
Well, you know, it's like every bromance is like a large fire.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
You know, you get back from walking the Dalmatians, you come into the hall, there's the large fire.
Yep.
Now, you've got to give it some kindling every now and again, just to keep that going and to keep the manor warm.
I love it.
I feel our man has gone cold here.
It has. Yeah. We need to fix... I'm being genuine. We need to fix this.
How do you fix a bromance? Have you got any more car analogies?
No, definitely no car analogy. What about I don't know.
What about like...
A bike thing or something?
Maybe when one of your tires is flat.
Yeah.
And you have to patch it.
Yeah.
We'll patch the tire of our bromance.
Well, out of the two of us, you're definitely more manly than me. So what about if it's something like, because when we do catch up, it seems to be work-related. We're either here at FUBAR or I'm coming to see a show or we're doing something like, it's always work-related.
Yeah.
So what about if it's something like maybe I call you up and I'm like, dude, there's this really big spider in my house. Can you come and get it for me? You're the manly one. And then I go, cool, when you're finished, I'll make some muffins.
Great.
To say thanks.
I
Because I love to cook.
I like that. That's super cool. I'm terrified of spiders. I feel like the other option would be, maybe this is why, the other option would be I'd call you up and I'd be like, yo, Hugh, bro, there's the cow shed have got a great spa on Primrose Hill. Maybe we could go just chill out, catch up. Yeah. No biggie.
I like that. That's my favorite. I like that.
That might be maybe our vibe. I don't know. I think we'll test the water of different vibes.
Yep.
And see, I'm trying to think of other vibes.
Yeah, I would more than happily have a spa with you as long as there was no spiders or any car chat, because I was
no
just
spiders,
bored.
No car chat. You know, I think other than that, we'd be pretty good.
What
just
about if we
room.
Set up something like Brenda, where it's like bro Tinder dates, like bro dates? So you can go, hey, what? He likes the same football team as me. Hey, where? Oh, he's only two miles away.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, do you want to catch up for a pint?
Yeah.
What? You don't drink beer? You only like wine spritzers too? Me too, bro.
And if you're nervous, Brenda. You can carpool with like more bros.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh man, I've got an afternoon. I don't know about this dude. Like he's wearing his shirts. From Abercrombie, like it's not 1987 in Ojai. like maybe like I'll get reinforcements, I'll pull it.
Yeah.
And then that way, you get a thing going on.
Love it.
Mate, I think we have to patent this quick.
We're onto it.
Yeah,
Brenda.
I know a guy.
Brenda, can we, I'll put it into something, I'll tap a keyboard. Keyboard tapped. There we go. Brenda, copyrighted.
Lawyer pal of mine. Hey, Damien. Can you?
Hey, there is going to be, there is one more amigo coming into the studio very, very soon.
Yeah.
Who also is a friend of the show. He's a friend of the show. Let's just keep it as a mystery for now. Hey, producer people, do we have an ETA on our third amigo? 10 minutes away. All right. We're going to do the classic X Factor thing. Our special guest is coming up after the next song.
Yeah.
I'll let you know then. Ooh, you're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. The amazing Luke Courtier is sitting in for Doc Brown, and we have another special co-host as well who, mate, this is going to be a special day.
It is. I can feel it.
All I'm going to say is it's going to be a very,
feel it
very
in my
special
stunning.
Show. Going to kick it off with some Rayleigh Ritchie for you on FUBAR.
I wanna be your friend. I wanna rule together. I wanna be your pet. I wanna make some money, money, money. I wanna waste some time. I wanna be your buddy. But honey, this world is mine. This world is mine. I'm stuck on a loop and I can't break it. Truth is I can't stay safe. Ready to be free of this pain and I can't wait. Can't do right or do wrong. Keep quiet or be tired or be cool and move on. Don't want it inside or right. Wanna eat till I'm green, living clean with a diet, no. Fuck's given, reach an all time low. Feet don't fail me now, I just wanna go. The beating's over. I never felt so alone, oh. Sneaky culture. Why do I feel so low? Honey, this world is mine. This world is mine. Take me away, cause I don't wanna wait. See another day. Straight jacket, a change, don't mind either way. Vanity, so close to insanity. Is it me? Couldn't be, I'm too young and pretty. The beating's over. I never felt so alone. Some money, money, money. I wanna waste some time. I wanna be your buddy. But honey, this world is mine. I wanna live forever. I wanna be spent. I wanna be better.
is World, W-E-R-L-D is mine. Rayleigh Ritchie on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Luke Courtier is filling in for Doc Brown. We have a third Amigo special co-host joining us very soon. It's going to blow your mind. I'm not going to tell you who it is just yet.
Oh, yeah.
But that song was picked by you, Luke. That was a really, really beautiful song. I liked that song.
Yeah, man. I only really deal in beautiful songs.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm just big into sometimes songs are too loud.
Elitist. Elitist of you?
Yeah, pretty elitist, man. I just listen to it and I go, is that like a sunset to me?
It's yeah. How do I feel?
How do I feel?
Do I feel inside like an angel just got wings? Wings? I don't even plural things anymore. That's how wild I am in the streets.
So sharp.
I don't have time. That's how busy I am. I didn't even have time for plural.
Do you know what? I love not having time for things.
Yeah.
You know when you're like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Mm.
Mom, I don't have time for that.
Why didn't you pick me up from the hospital? Mom, don't have time.
Don't have time.
You know how busy I am.
Oh, I stand a little straighter, adjust my bow tie. What? Yeah.
Oh, that's nice though. That you were saying that Rayleigh Ritchie's from Game of Thrones.
So he's the guy in Game of Thrones. I think he's Wormtail. I think he's called. He's like one of the bodyguards. He's kind of rough looking, and he's like, and then I think he dies.
Wormtail, isn't it Harry Potter? Isn't that the rat in Harry Potter?
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. You know these fantasy worlds.
I haven't got time for it.
Is it Gollum? I don't know. I don't read fantasy novels. I'm not that kind of man. I'm an accessible kind of man.
That's right.
You like. I know about wine and cars.
You don't know shit about cars.
No. But I sound like I do.
Do you actually know a bit about wine?
Yeah, I mean, I know some wine names.
Yeah, because I was actually at a little party last night for World Piano Day.
Ooh.
And there was a posh little thing at the town hall in Bethnal Green. Super posh, right?
Yeah.
So I went up to the bar, little bar in the corner. You know, it was a man-made bar for the event. It wasn't an actual bar at the place. And I was standing there. There's a guy. He's like, what would you like? And I was like, oh, what kind of red do you have? And he goes, just this one. Just held up the bottle. And I was like, I didn't even know what it means anyway. I was just trying to sound posh, man. I don't give a shit. Just give it. If it's under $5, I'll get two.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the best thing to do in restaurants. If you ever, you know when you order a bottle of wine, they're like, okay, cool. Who's going to try the wine? And you're like, I will try the wine.
Do you have to say it like that?
You have to do it like that. You have to do that. And then the second thing you do, let them pour like a little bit. And you know, normally people like, you get it in your hand, you swirl it around, then people sip it. If you want to look like a real pro, you don't sip it. You stick your nose in, you have a little sniff, and then you go, oh. And then you just give the waiter an imperceptible nod. And then he leaves and he'll go, that's the man.
Really?
And all of the restaurant will turn in and go, that's the man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I wonder how often you've thought this has happened compared to how many times it's actually happened.
It's only ever actually happened in my mind.
Oh, come on, we've got to jump into this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yo, yo, yo. Oh, no, you didn't.
All right, I know they didn't. All right, this is our seg where we look at things where people have done something that just makes you scratch your head and go, what the flute? No, you don't. No, you didn't.
No, yeah. You didn't.
What? Did you? Or maybe you did.
Did you not?
What? Did you?
Didn't? Did you? You didn't?
Because I kind of feel like.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Right, so this is what's happened this week. This is a pretty amazing one. We want to talk about horror taxi rides. Taxi rides gone completely pear-shaped. Tweet us in your stories at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Now, this is a pretty special one. So this is a story where it's reading on Metro, on the website, Metro
love,
UK
love
website.
Paper.
It's great pillar of amazing information.
Oh yeah.
Stories like this.
Oh yeah.
All right, I love this one. It's like, it's something like, you know, problem in Sidreya, and then the next story is overweight cat. You know what I mean? Bang, Metro.
Hey, Justin, come into the editorial room. We got another one for you.
Caters for everyone. I love it. Ooh, bombs. Ooh, fat cat. Ooh, tough call, tough call.
No, let's do both, guys.
And guess which one's had way more shares. Way more shares. This is a pretty interesting one. But there was a guy, he had gotten an Uber, right? It was a 15-pound journey, apparently. So the guy was apparently quite happy with his Uber driver because, you know, they generally are on their best behaviour because, you know, you can rate them badly or you can call up Uber. Everyone's got each other's information so that, you know, the day of, like, who is this stranger driving me around? It's gone. they've got your information, you've got theirs, you can see everything, you know where it's going on. So usually Uber drivers are pretty good. They're straight down the line. So this guy was like, oh, okay, well, you know, this was a pretty good cab ride. Pretty good cab ride. Was going to give him 5 stars.
Yeah.
And then he looked at the route that this guy had taken, right? It should have been about a 15-pound journey, apparently. And he's like, oh, that's weird. Is that 15 pounds or is that 102 pounds? The Uber driver had taken a 20-mile detour. 20-mile detour because the guy, obviously, I'm just going to assume he's probably a little bit tippy-tippy. He fell asleep.
Yeah.
Sure, in the day and age of not having the GPS and da-da-da, you just get randomly into one of the older black cabs or something like that. You fall asleep. Yeah. Yeah. They can go on a bit of a detour. They can do something a bit sketchy and they can just go, traffic.
Done. Yeah, yeah,
traffic.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. I got pulled over. There was ducks crossing the road. You want me to run over ducks? No. Of course I'm not going to run over ducks. So I had to sit in front of the ducks for an hour.
There's a toad crossing here.
Exactly. So of course, yeah, that's why it was an extra 60 quid on that 10-pound ride.
You have to wait until one crosses.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, true.
Okay.
You could come in. I don't know. We could go. You could come in as devil's advocate for the Uber driver,
right? Okay.
Just going
to
come.
I can't wait to find out.
Right. One. Let's talk about features, right? Yeah. I mean, Daniel Kaizen was probably fast asleep, so he probably didn't acknowledge the great selection of sour cola bottles and mineral water available to him in either of the side pockets. Also, I feel like the Uber driver, if I was the Uber driver, I might have looked at Daniel Kaizen, I might have looked back and said, that is a man of culture. There are parts of Brentwood that man should see.
Yes!
I would be thinking of Daniel's culture. I would be thinking of his spiritual well-being.
Gosh, you're absolutely right.
That's what I would have done. I would have charged him not a pound less than that fare.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of like when somebody breaks into your house, you fight them off, and then you get arrested for assault.
Mm.
See, that's what's happened here. This cab driver's done the right thing, and now he's the one that's been ostracized for this.
Daniel,
he's turning around going, what? I was just trying to do you a favor.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Kenwood House at sunset? Have you ever been to Crystal Palace? Have you ever been to Ali Pali? Ooh, lovely little drive around the Serpentine. I want you to see this, Daniel. That's what I would have done.
All right, let's flip this whole thing on its head and let's turn this into a complete hate campaign against Daniel, the uncultured prick.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm sorry, editorial staff of the Metro.
Oh, look, it is hilarious, though, because if you actually go and have a look at... You can have a look at the article online at Metro. You'll see the route that this driver has taken. It's ridiculous, right? There's a picture. It's a pretty direct route from... I can't see exactly what towns it is, but I'm going to say it's something along the lines of maybe King's Cross to Stoke Newington.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of that.
Yeah.
This guy's gone out to Barking, Ilford, right around Woodford, like the whole way down this massive, massive loop. And that 15-pound journey is 102 pounds.
I wouldn't have shared in Woodford. I would have gone out to Buckhurst Hill, actually, while I had him in there.
Somewhere a bit nicer.
Taking the extra. Yeah, that's tough.
I
wouldn't want to be that to happen to me.
Well, I mean, stupid, because it's going to be so... You're like, obviously, you get a 100-pound fare.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going to look and go, what? How the hell did it get to 100 pounds?
Yeah.
And you can see the route exactly that the Uber driver has taken.
Yeah.
And then you all of a sudden you're on national news and you probably just lost your job. When all he was trying to do was...
All he's trying to do was
help the poor guy out.
Just be a good guy. Be a good guy. I would have given, you know, can you imagine? Well, I wonder what the Uber ratings were. He still gave Daniel 5 stars.
Still gave him 5 stars.
Thanks,
yeah.
Daniel.
I forgive you.
You're a great passenger. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
So forgiveness has got to start. I got into an Uber last week. Actually, another friend of ours, Maddie Anholt, she was doing a show at Soho Theatre. I went to see that afterwards. One of the people I was with had called an Uber. Actually, my flatmate, she'd called an Uber. And she goes, I just jump in with me. So I jump in the back and I'm like, sit down in the back. And I'm like, man, it stinks of vomit in here, man. Stinks of vomit. He's like, nah. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm getting out. I'm getting out. And he's like, nah. And the guy jumps out. He jumps out of the cab and takes off the little refresher. The refresher pine cone thing from the rear view mirror and goes and puts it in my face and goes, it'll be that. It'll just be that. And I'm like, mate, for starters, that sounds like minty fresh woods. All right? And I'm in the back smelling a kebab and vomit and shit. I'm like, that is not minty fresh woods, no, my friend. You've just done the complete polar opposite of best thing you could have done in this situation.
They don't make them to smell like that. They make them to smell of minty fresh pine woods.
I was like, if it's a vomit smelling air freshener, you made a bad choice. That was a bad life choice, friend. So disgusting.
Yeah.
So I was in there and I was like, oh, this whole thing of like, maybe I'm making a fuss. My flatmate's going, dude, you just chill out. And I'm like, no, it does. I can't do it. I get out of the cab and I'm like, take off my jacket and I smell my hands. I'm like, that's vomit. I've got vomit on me now. I have just sat in someone's vomit. I don't know how long ago it was. Admitting nothing. I'm covered in vomit now.
That's so nasty. If it makes any recompense, I got an Uber the other day from Bethnal Green, all the way back to Shepherd's Bush or Shebu. I had some fine wine that night and some fine friends and there was laughter and jollity and high fives and I got there and he stopped like further off the street.
Yeah,
I gave him my exact coordinates and he stopped further off the street and I was feeling a little chatty.
Yeah,
and so I got into the Uber and I said, listen, you and I must have a quick talk, old chum.
Yeah,
I said, breathing heavily.
Yeah,
why is it that you feel the need to stop so far from when I gave you the precise coordinates of where I was?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I've come to where I should. Anyway, this conversation went on for an hour because I made it go on.
Wow.
I lost a good couple of points on my Uber rating.
Oh, no.
I felt kind of bad. I was like, maybe I should have just stopped being horrid and trying.
Yeah, I mean, there is bear words. I mean, I was actually in a cab a couple of months ago, maybe, with a few. It was a full cab, so four people, and one of the girls was quite drunk, so that's why everyone was like, okay, we need to leave where we are, get her home, she can go to bed, and then we can sit around and have a few drinks afterwards, right? So we're trying to race this girl back home, so she, you know, and she's like, nah, I'm going to be sick. And we're like, okay, dude, okay, sorry, man, we tried our best, you're going to have to pull over, she's going to vomit.
Yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, no, we're like 7 minutes away. He's like, we're looking at his computer. No, we're 7 minutes away. And we're like, you know, can you hold on 7 minutes? And she's like, nah. And we're like, mate, you've got to pull over. She's going to throw up. And he's like, no. And he flat out refused. So she was like, okay, and went down the window and just vomited everywhere and went like all over herself, all down the door, all everywhere. And then he wanted to charge like a 30-pound or something spew in my cab fee. Which was kind of fair enough, I thought. But then one of the other guys I was with was like, nah, we told you to pull over like four or five times. You didn't. And then it escalated into this terrible thing and this poor girl just wanted to go to sleep.
There's a lesson there, isn't there? If you only had drunk fine craft beer from a relevant and fashionable microbrewery,
it wouldn't have happened.
None of this would have happened.
Says you, who just lost three Uber points.
No, yeah. What's this thing? Now there's a thing here. What's this thing about? Who's left a sex? Who's been leaving sex toys in the back of cabs?
Oh, you'd find all sorts of amazing things, wouldn't you? In the back of a cab.
Yeah, that was pretty big. Have you ever left anything like that in the back of a cab?
Taxi driver's awkward chat as passenger leaves sex toy in the back of his cab. Uber has apologized. Oh, so this is the same guy, Daniel.
It is. Gosh, he does turn up, doesn't he?
So Daniel's got quite the story. So Daniel A gets into Uber, falls asleep, gets taken on a approximately 20-mile detour.
Mm.
It costs £102. Mm. He's so angry that he's left his dildo in the back of the cab. He's like, oh, this has just been the worst night of my life.
This is so awful. I'm going to leave my Ming-era wooden dildo in the back of this taxi.
Oh, do you reckon he did it? Do you reckon he did it just out of like, I'll show you. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, my vibrating egg is going to live in here forever.
I wonder. You know, there is something about claiming your territory and perhaps, in some ways, Daniel must have thought to himself, I've got to recover from this. But I'm still, he seems like an interesting young fellow to be carrying around sort of. I mean, was it a dildo? Perhaps it was just a small shrub.
It could have been,
Misidentified.
Is there a sexual shrub? Is there?
I was just looking. I got that. I was looking at your plants over there. I think one with thick leaves, like a thornless cacti.
And wherever this is going, can you not look at my plants anymore? I really don't feel. Can you stop doing it? Just turn your head that way.
Okay.
I do not feel comfortable you looking at those plants. Stop it!
Leaves have a sort of rubbery quality.
We're going to need to get the plants out of here. I don't feel safe about this at all. Oh, God. All right, we want to hear your taxi horror stories. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email HD at FUBAR Radio, and we'll get your stories up very, very soon. And also our third amigo for the day, we have another very, very special co-host. He's going to join us soon. Talking about special people, very good friend of mine from Australia, super talented singer, Daniel Merriweather. He's in town at the moment. Cannot say what he's doing, but all I want to say is, if you haven't thought about Daniel for a while, I'm going to play one of his songs now. Think about him and expect to see him very soon.
He's not the same Daniel.
It's not. He's a very, very good man. It's going out to you, my brother. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup.
While they wishing it would work, and my vision is imperfect, so I don't dare lurk for it. Though I'm wishing for some change like a church worker. Hallelujah, preacher, I am not influenced. If I don't donate to your movement, am I not improving? I'm while a poor killer poor for a portion, a piece of American society pie. I get high, the munchies I got, so bear witness. I got this girl looking at you cause my ribs kissing. Why? And I ain't ready to wait when there's dollars on the brain. Why would you expect change?
We learn to get together and see who we really are.
Daniel Merriweather featuring Wale on FUBAR. Hugh and Luke. Luke Courtier is filling in for Doc Brown. And we have another very, very special co-host as well, who we are going to reveal shortly. 10 to 15 minutes, apparently. Pretty excited about this.
Super.
And we can tell you this as well. Said co-host that is coming in, like both of us, is also a musician. So we normally at the end of the show, there's either rap about anything for Doc or I do a song. All three of us are going to collaborate.
We're going to do a song.
We're going to do a song together. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. All right. We have just been chatting about an Uber ride gone a little bit awry. There was a guy. It should have been about a 15-pound journey, approximately something along the lines of King's Cross to Stoke Newington. He'd fallen asleep. The taxi driver's taken a 20-mile detour, and it's cost £102 instead. And the guy, Daniel, who had paid for the cab, apparently was so upset that he left a sex toy in the back.
Yeah.
And that's it.
As you do. Like, I think that's, you know, you mark.
Stock standard.
Hell yeah.
So we want to hear from you. We want to hear taxi horror stories. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com.
We had a tweet in from at Vicky Sponge 1, yep, who said, my 16-year-old son took a cab from LHR, which I assume is... Actually, I don't know. Is that London Heathrow?
London Heathrow, yeah.
Yeah. To home in Pinner. Charged £90 for a £35 ride. The driver got lost.
Oh, see, that's not right, is it?
Yeah. You have GPS these days. If I was like, hey, man, I'm going to take you from London Heathrow to Pinner. If I was going to take you from London Heathrow to Pinner, like, maybe I'd get lost if I was just doing it by, like, the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think you should know where Pinner is.
Yeah.
And you should get there.
Well, I think as well, like, it's kind of like the whole point of it is that they're supposed to know where they're going. And with GPS, you kind of can't really screw it up. Like,
yeah,
especially not that much. Like, charge £90 for a £35 ride.
I don't know. Maybe there are some nice, like, little forests on the way to Pinner.
I love how the cup is always half full with you, isn't it?
You know, I feel like you can't come down hard on such an exceptional service.
Yeah.
So you have to spin it. You have to go, well, how come this man is a decent, logical, reasonable fellow? Mm. A man of rational thinking.
Yeah.
Like a sort of Voltaire.
Yeah.
How come he did make this miscalculation? And you go, it's because there was a pretty forest.
I like this.
So he drove through it because he said it's important that we see the way the light dapples through the leaves of these pine trees, some of which are hundreds of years old.
So weird how my direct flight to Amsterdam from London took 3.5 hours. What? I just wasn't sure if you'd seen Iceland. Well, I just thought maybe we could. What? It's beautiful.
I think we could.
Such a clear sky today.
The Northern Lights is going to be here another hour for a couple of circles. I mean, I'm big into people seeing beautiful culture.
Yeah.
I think more people should read the National Geographic.
Yeah.
So as a pilot.
As a pilot. It's kind of my responsibility.
Pretty much. You've seen the Matterhorn in Switzerland, Zermatt?
Yeah.
Great mountain. We're going there.
We're going right now. Come on, guys. Everyone follow me. Oh, you have to. I'm flying the plane.
Yeah,
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Oh, God. Bloody hell. All right. We've got another one coming in as well. Who's this? More taxi horror stories.
Oh, all right. Hi, Hugh and Luke, says Paul. I recently moved house, and after a night out, I got a taxi back to my old house. The driver sat there and watched when I pulled up to the old house and tried to use my key to get in. When I realised my mistake, I saw the driver laughing and drove off.
What?
Ah.
Hang on, I'm confused. So he was after a night out.
Hold on.
Got a taxi back to his old house.
Paul's clearly further along the property ladder than I am. I'm slightly resentful.
How many houses do you have?
Paul, you're clearly a man of not a small portfolio.
No.
This is mostly what I can say. Well done, you.
What does Snoop Dogg say? He's got a flock of Sinos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that is pretty, like... So the Uber driver, how would the Uber driver know that he was at his old house? They just saw him fumbling around.
Maybe they were.
That's really evil.
He laughed as well. The driver
really
laughed.
Evil.
Ha ha, yeah. Paul, you've gone to one of the old condominiums in the portfolio. You should be at the new condominium, the one that you had done with all the glass and that wonderful Zen furnishing. Oh, the piano, Paul, the piano.
You're so silly. You're so silly. Joke's on you, Paul.
That's what happened to you, Paul.
Joke's on you.
But you sound like a nice man with good property. Hi.
Do you know, this was a really, really bad one, actually. I had a friend, this is from years and years and years ago, was before the days of Uber and stuff like that, but was in a cab, and then the cab driver got cut off by someone and went on this crazy road rage rampage. And was like, oh, like swearing abuse and like da 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 da. And my friend, I think there was two girls, maybe a girl and a guy. No, two girls, I think. They were in the back, terrified for their lives, because this guy is just like completely gone. Like, forget about the cab ride. Forget about the destination. I want blood. I want blood from this person. Went on this crazy rampage of like road rage for like 20 minutes, chasing this person down. Like, you know, tooting them right up, swearing abuse, and they're getting in this big fight together. And this cab driver like pulled up at a traffic light, got out, was like, come on. Like, oh my god, terrible.
That's so terrifying.
And I think in the end, like when he finally calmed down, and like because the other person, I think they probably got to be scared too, and like took off. And they were just pull over, and they were miles away from where they wanted to be, but they just let us out.
That is scary. I'm terrified of confrontation, but it is quite exhilarating to be quite near it.
Yeah.
So I imagine they must have been going, I mean, holy shit, we are in Haggerston now, but let's just stay here and be really polite and apologise.
Yeah.
And just keep apologising, and maybe it'll work out and we'll get back to NW3.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, actually, talking about Maddie Anholt, a comedian who, so she was coming over to my house to do some work maybe 6 months ago or something like that, and she turns up and she's really, really shook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she's, she said apparently her cab driver was on the phone to maybe his wife or something along the lines of that, and he was yelling at her, going, oh, and he started being like, you know, like, bitch! Bitch, oh, that's it. When I get home, I'm going to lock you in a cupboard. And like, doing all, like, all this crazy, crazy stuff. And then he was like, and then he like turned on Maddie and was like, you don't talk to men like that, do you? You don't like disrespect men like that, do you? And she was just like, please, please don't kill me.
Let me out of the
Please don't kill me. And he was like, oh, like screaming at it. And then Maddie was just like, no, yes, no. But like, again, you're in an Uber. So you kind of got all the details. You know who they are. But it's terrifying. It's really scary, man.
I had that in like a when everyone like when all the cats used to take Addison Lee's and that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had that in an ad Lee, and this guy was like, "I tell you, mate, I tell you, we'll spring the country down." He probably didn't really speak like that. He probably spoke more like me. Is poor people and women. And I said,
"What?"
I was like, "You know, I'm gonna come back in on this one." Well, I was quite far away because it was a minicab. I was in the back, and he was like, "You know what I mean?" And I said, "You know what? Actually, I don't know what you mean. I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong
about these things. Yeah. Can I would like to go to my destination, please?"
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah, really, that was really rough. Creepy because you're in close proximity to people.
Yeah.
And if they're crazy.
Yeah. Because
I know Maddie was saying that when she came over, she got the cab over. She was terrified. Got it in a really bad state. And then when we finished working and she got a cab home, and then she told her cab driver, like she kind of got in like nervously, made a joke about it. Hey, you're not like crazy or anything, are you? And he was like, oh, I feel really, really bad about that. Took her to KFC, threw the drive-through, bought her a nice big meal, dropped her off at her house and goes, there you go. One bad one, one good one.
Yeah, I mean, I would have gone, like, let's at least go to a Côte Brasserie.
Oh, so you know what I mean? Not like, to push your luck, though. I mean, if we'll they do turn a
chain,
into a crazy...
Fine, we'll do a chain. But we'll do... It's tricky, though, because you can't always tell... I mean,
it's got to be drive-thru.
It's got to be, you know... But let's do cab. I mean, I'll settle maybe for cab.
Otherwise,
Rouge.
It's a date. if you get out, if you have to get out of the cab, it's a date.
There was something sexy about your 1950s approach to domestic negotiation. I was tintillated by it. You can't tell with cab drivers. You can't tell whether or not they're Guardian readers straight away, so you have to get in and risk it sometimes.
You do,
often they're not.
No,
that guy sounded Telegraph or further afield.
Oh,
you know, and it was not good.
No,
but I appreciate that she accepted the KFC.
She did.
That was a cool.
She
thing
texted me back. She's like, "Oh, that wasn't so bad. That was quite nice. I got some chicken nuggets out of it.
Yeah,
good guy. I'm still a little bit shaken up, but at least I'm full."
I just feel there's no such thing as a free box of highly processed nuggets from battery-fed chickens.
Battery-fed?
Well, I think they feed them.
Oh, I just assumed they were all free-range and happy. Oh, naivety. Just kidding, I'm a vegetarian. I don't even eat Easter eggs. That's how much I'm against all caging of any kind at all. All right, we are very, very close now to our next mystery co-host who's going to be joining us in the studio. Apparently, he's next door waiting for another guest. It's all happening today. We have no idea, but apparently, hopefully, he does come in the next hour and 20 minutes before the show finishes. That would be nice. Anyway, you're on FUBAR, and up next, we've got to get into some more fun stuff. We're going to be talking about penny pinching. In the most funnest of ways on FUBAR.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but this can't be me. My language.
17 years I've been going limber. 17 more will bury me. And somebody please just tie me down. Oh, somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. My hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, step in me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Yeah. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Son of a bitch,
is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. And that is SOB's Son of a Bitch.
Such a good song.
It's a brilliant song. Well, that was chosen by you as well.
That was chosen by me.
You are on fire.
Dude, beautiful song. I love that. That was like my Easter song.
Ah.
Like, I was like, I feel like because Nathaniel Rateliff has done it, I can drink all of this Chasse Montrachet. Hey. and get crunk, which is definitely what happened.
You're on Foobar, so Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Luke with you. I've got Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown and another very, very special co-host we are going to reveal very soon.
So very soon. We're going to have a look at this thing. This thing's been happening recently.
Yep.
EasyJet, like, lovely airline. I love the beaut thing they've done with the orange, as we all do.
It's great, soft colour.
Soft colour. You see it from a mile off. You see it up in the sky.
Yeah.
But they whack on some charges.
Well, cheap flights. That's what they do, isn't it? Oh, £20 return, but £80 to get on the plane.
Is it, though? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you want a water? You want to use the toilet? Yeah. Hope you got your checkbook.
Couple of quid. Fiver for the loo.
Fiver, yeah.
Checking on baggage.
Yeah.
That's a whole big thing.
That's it.
Because they whack some fares on that. So there are a couple of legends who've been trying to find their way around this.
Mm.
Which has popped up. A big headline. I think this one was in the Metro.
Classic.
I didn't see it in Tatler this month, so I think it, that...
Forbes. It was in Forbes. Yeah.
You know, I called Sophia Money Coots and I said, you know, I want to pitch this story to you. And she said, I don't know who you are. But one day, Hugh, one day. Anyway. Yeah,
so it's coming, buddy. It is coming.
This guy decided to wear all his clothes to avoid paying the EasyJet baggage charge.
Yep.
He thought, look, man, I can't be dealing with that. I'm just going to put on my clothes on. He was called Matt Botten.
Ooh.
Botten, a lovely sort of Saxon name, I feel. So he decides to avoid the EasyJet, the 45 quid charge, because he didn't want to check in his extra bag. He was going to Reykjavik, by the way, to see the Northern Lights.
Of course.
Definitely. Perfect. Great work, Cultured. Matt Botten. And so he basically whacked all his clothes on and got on the plane, high-fived, like everyone, I assume, got on the plane with his girlfriend,
and got all the way to Reykjavik and had £45 to spend on that really beautiful Icelandic beer they do that's like 10 quid a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I love it. I love it. Four bottles of that.
Well, like I mentioned, how dehydrated be wearing 25 layers of clothes and then drinking 10 euro bottles of beer. He's going to be in trouble.
I mean, you wonder. You do wonder. One, I'd say, you know, just fly BA. Just yeah, skip it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's another chap. There was a boy band. There was a guy in a boy band very recently who did the same escape. He put on all his clothes and he nearly died of heat exhaustion.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's it, man. They had to take him off.
But surely there should be some duty of care here. If they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of funny, but you have just gotten on to a flight, which is going to be hot anyway.
Yeah.
Generally, unless it's a long haul, they get quite cold. But a short one, it's not going to get that air conditioned and that cold. He's going to be in there with like 15 layers of clothes. Because I've done that before as well.
Yeah.
They check your luggage and they're like, it's 2 kilos over. And you go, oh, okay. I'll just put on my big coat, carry my books.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. It's done. Yeah. You know what I mean? A couple of kilos gone.
You know.
But all of your clothes.
I mean, if I was the guy, I think, you know, to just flip the cut the other way.
Mm.
If I was the guy at EasyJet, you know, sitting, and I'd go, well, you know, one, what could I do? I'd charge for fans. So I'd make the 45, I'd get him a fan. Heavy clothing fan.
Exactly.
Compulsory health and safety. 45,
yeah.
50 quid maybe.
Yeah.
Lovely mint fresh scent is what you get.
Yeah.
I'd put that in so they didn't feel too ripped off. And also, you know, my hold's there. It's so welcoming. It's so soft. Your bags get in there. We actually have people talking to the bags and just, you know, just rubbing them and making sure they'll iron your clothes. They won't.
Yeah.
But the hold's a nice place to check in your bag. So I get why they want to charge £60 for that.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
You know, 100%. And, you know, if you want to faint on an EasyJet flight, well, there's kudos for that. You can put it on social media. All the boys back home in where it is you come from can high five you when you get back.
Oh man, it is. I mean, it's good. And it's good that he's done it and he saved it. And the same token though, like for £45, I don't know.
Yeah.
Depending on how far was he flying. Like if I was flying that far. For how annoying it would be to have to put it all on, take it all off, get on the flight, you'd be super uncomfortable. Then you've got to be like that person on the plane that's like getting in everyone's face and everything while you've got to put all your stuff away. I'll be like, oh man, it's 40 quid.
I mean, it depends what you're doing. Like if you're just popping over to Prague to see the cathedral with a couple of the guys.
As you do.
Maybe you just put on the Canada Goose and off you roll.
Yeah.
You don't need much.
You don't need much.
You've got great company.
Yeah.
Like there's Freddie, there's Don. Like, you just go and you see that beautiful cathedral.
Yeah.
Done. Wham, bam, couple of beers in the monastery. Nothing big, nothing too exuberant.
Nah.
Back you go.
Yep.
I don't know who these guys are. These hypothetical guys.
Have you done something, you know, something a little bit to, you know, save a few quid? Have you got any thrifty ways of, you know, where you've been like, oh. Mm.
Well, you know, I realised I should stop paying £2.70 for flat whites. So I just started going to Pret more, and they're only £2.15 there. So I had that discrepancy, that 60p discrepancy, which is cool. Have I saved money? No. No, I get so seduced by like lifestyle advertising. Like I see like a man in a nice jacket and he's like, I feel like everything's going right for me in this jacket.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need that.
Mm.
So have I saved money?
No.
Have I managed to cut back?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
No. Have you?
I did something the other day that I think is pretty stink.
Go.
I think it's pretty bad. Okay, so I was on my way to a session with someone. So like in a studio session, and I was on my way there, and I was running just enough on time where I was like, "Oh, I'm starving," but I'm not going to be able to get any food for a couple of hours. So what I'll do is just before I go to jump on the bus to go to their place, I'll just quickly grab a sandwich and a coffee from a cafe. So I ordered a sandwich, and the cheapest sandwich that they had that I actually wanted was probably about $7.50. And I was
Yeah.
Straight away kills me, but I'm like, rocking a hard place. I need food. I'm not going to last the next 3 hours unless I have some food. So I'm just kind of like, all right. I was like, cool. And I said to them, how long do you reckon it will take? Because I'm in a little bit of a rush. Like, is it, you know, you're quite busy. Do you think, is it going to take 20-minute turnaround time? Or, you know, can you whip it out pretty fast? And then, so she was like, and then yells out in front of everyone to the chef, this guy wants to know how long it's going to take for you to make a sandwich. And the chef goes, tell him 5 minutes and 22 seconds exactly. So they're all going, ha, 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 and they're all laughing at me, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm a dick, but I actually am in a rush, right? So I was sitting there going like, oh, I feel a bit embarrassed now, but whatever, okay. And then I got a call saying, hey, really sorry, going to need to postpone our session for until later on. And I was like, oh, okay, lucky, just on my way there, perfect. I was like, how do I get out of this sandwich? Because I don't want to spend $7.50 on a sandwich now. I could go to Tesco and I could spend £7.50 and make 20 sandwiches.
I mean, I'll be honest though, Hugh, just again, devil's advocate, you probably, by the sound of the pricing, were at Fernandez and Wells in South Ken. Now, had you gone through with paying the £7.50, you would have got a really beaut sandwich. You would have got barrel-aged cheddar, minimum 12 months. You would have got some... Oh, you would have got some ham from Emilia Romana. You would have got some of that rocket just on top. And you've got a little bit of basil oil. Yeah. Maybe a sprinkling of truffle. And the bread from St. John Bakery. I mean, yeah, it's $7.50, but that is
it's worth
it. Man.
It's worth it. It's going to fill you up all day.
Yeah.
Fill you up all day.
Always the other side. You know, is the grass greener?
Well, so by the time I'd got the message, the text saying, hey, sorry, I need to postpone for a few hours, the first thing that went through my mind was, shit, I really don't want to spend $7.50 on a sandwich. First thing I thought, so I checked my watch, my phone, and I was like, it's been 12 minutes. They were like, ha ha ha, 5 minutes, 23 seconds. It's been 12 minutes.
Derek, 12 minutes.
12 minutes, Derek. So, and I was like, oh, it's too late now. Like, I'm in too deep. I'm just going to have to pay $7.50 for this sandwich. And I'm really upset about it, but I have to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I was like, or do I?
Go.
So I went up to her. I went up to the lady at the counter and I said, hey, just seeing how you're going with that sandwich, because you did say 5 minutes, 23 seconds, and it has now been 12 minutes, 38 seconds. She's like, oh. And I was like, sorry, I don't want to be a pain, but I did tell you I'm in a rush, and if you can make it in 5 minutes, I'll get it. Otherwise, I won't get it. And she yells out to the chef, and he goes, okay, you know, got the sandwich and, like, started making it right there and then. Right, yeah. I saw him. He was like, oh, I flailed his arms in the air. Oh, make it now then. Fine, if you're in so important in such a rush. And he started making it, and I went, nah, don't want it.
Nicely done.
I said, don't want it. I said, I told you I only had 5 minutes. You've been 12 minutes. He's just making it now. And yeah. And she was like, but he's making it. And I was like, don't want it.
Too late.
$7.50, thanks.
I gave you my time frame.
Give me my $7.50 back.
Yeah.
Is that bad? And I was like, yes. And I walked out there going, yes. I just easily saved the fiver because I went to Tesco and
you made
myself a sandwich.
Yeah, you could have pushed him on the sandwich. You could have said, I'll take it anyway. I'm too busy to talk to you now.
I'm too busy for that. I'm too busy.
Interestingly, I was going like this. There's a bit more detail on our man, Matt Boateng.
Oh, please.
Turns out, like, he's more of a guy than we thought.
Yeah.
So he initially empties his bag at Gatwick. What does he do? He's got tons and tons of stuff, and he gets the security pull him in, mm-hmm. and they say, "Listen, Mr. Button, we need to ask you a few questions."
Sure, it's not just Button. It looks like
I've given him an accent. I've made him a little bit more. I've just finished I'm watching The Night Manager. I'm reading a lot of John le Carré at the moment. I feel like he's probably MI6.
You're not going to fit in Australia.
No, you need
to go Button.
Button. Button.
Button.
Button. And he does this very cool Facebook post. He goes, "We're going to Iceland, baby." And how to do it in a financially frugal manner without having to stump up 45 bloody quid for a whole bag simply by wearing everything I own.
Wow.
There's a man who knows how to celebrate an achievement.
All right, we want to hear from you. Tell us if you've got any thrifty stories where you've been a bit of a tight ass and done something amazing to save a few quid. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. I can see out of my peripheral now, out in the studio, our third amigo for the day, a very, very special co-host. We are going to reveal who it is up next in the studio on Fubar.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Everyone was doing ecstasy. They were putting the pills up their arse.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just put it in your ear then?
Right up and put it in your ear.
Natalie's actually nuts, you know.
She's nang.
I just got
that image that Nat goes to some goes to some party and someone crushes up a pill and gives her.
I know what to do. She slams her head down on the table, gets up and just walks off like nothing happened.
I'm crying.
Okay, good to know.
Don't put it in your ear, Nat.
Don't put stuff in my ear.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
feel your touch, baby, don't go easy on me. Take your time, let's enjoy the moment. Between the two of us, I think about you when it's over. Wrapped up in this life, babe. You elevate my mind, wrap me with the sheets of love. I'm not pretending I'll be lost in for you endlessly. You're so amazing, you hold the key to set me free. We're wrapped up in this life, babe. You elevate my mind, wrap me with the sheets of love. Misconception, you're no recreation, baby. I've devoted my affections. Only you bring out the best in me. Only to question, holding you in my possession. We don't need no one's permission. I get lifted when you're next to me. No misconception, you're no recreation, baby. I've devoted my affections. Only you bring out the best in me. Only to question, holding you in my possession. We don't need no one's permission. I get lifted.
I am yours, you are mine. I have caught you a slight. You're behind, I indoors, doing time. But that flies when you're having fun. All the songs you haven't sung start to come to the forefront of your mind, where your forehead is. I know you forgetful, but you won't forget this. This is all there is, bliss. Don't you know I paint the pictures for you vivid? Get you lifted so you ain't restricted, now you're living. You can breathe now, in that cloud of smoke, but you can see now. All the colors, all the shapes, all the details. She sells seashells on a seashore. I lift you up like a G4, then down again like a seesaw in deep thought. No, no, it's not like you're my only lover. But I'd be green with envy if I saw you with another. Cause it's me and you, you and I, you and me. I give you an eye, you can see I'm all you ever need.
No misconception, you're no recreation, baby. I've devoted my affections. Only you bring out the best in me. No need to question, holding you in my possession. We don't need no one's permission. I get lifted when you're next to me. No misconception, you're no recreation, baby. I've devoted my affections. Only you bring out the best in me. No need to question, holding you in my possession. We don't need no one's permission. I get lifted when you're next to me, when you're next to me.
Presents.
Freddie Peacock.
What are the impressions you do? Tommy Cooper?
Out About That Then. Was that
him? Out About That Then.
Was that him?
No. Out About That Then is Jimmy Savile.
Was it?
Out About That Then. I actually did an impression of Tommy Cooper and you immediately went into Jimmy Savile.
What did he do?
Jimmy Savile fucked kids.
No! I'm trying to think of what Johnny Cooper.
Just like
Tommy
that.
Cooper.
Johnny Cooper.
Just like that then.
Yeah, no, but don't do it in Jimmy Savile's voice. Oh, just like that then. You don't want to think of Jimmy Savile saying, oh, just like that.
Every Monday.
Ray Peacock.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
My legs, waiting for a chance to prove that my
That is Tom Misch featuring Zach Abel. Beautiful Escape on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. I've got Luke Courtier filling in for Doc Brown. We also can reveal now we have not one extra special co-host for the day, but two special co-hosts. We have to welcome back to FUBAR, back to the Tuesday roundup. Good friend of the show, Beardy Man. Hey, we track him down. And he has also brought in an incredibly talented individual, MC called Lean. We'd like to welcome you to the show as well, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Brilliant stuff. Where have you guys... So you guys have just been downstairs in the pub, apparently.
Yep.
Having a bloody leisurely old time.
That's us, mate.
Taking it easy.
Lads.
Yep, that's how we do.
Great. So, Beardy Man, you're still tinkering around with some stuff there. So.
I am.
We'll talk to you later. We'll catch up with you later. Lean, let's talk about you. So you guys, cool. I know that you and Beardy Man have been doing some, have been working on some pretty special stuff together, including a live EP which was just made on Six Music.
Yep,
which
indeed.
I believe you guys are going to be doing a show to record an album of coming up at Brixton pretty soon. We'll get all the details of that. So tell us a bit about how you guys got together and you know how this whole thing happened on Six Music.
Okay, how we got together initially was about 6 years ago. Beardy Man was running a project called the Freestyle Project, where he reached out to a number of talented freestylers. And actually, I wasn't in the draft, to be honest. My big brother in rhyme, Saracy, shouts to Saracy, was the actual draft, and he couldn't make it. So he asked me to fill in for him.
All
and right. From that freestyle project, we've been working again and again on freestyle shows or any kind of improvisation and experimentation. Beardy thinks up, my phone seems to ring, I show up and... I show up and, I rap. We just make everything up on the spot, but there's always a twist, there's always something new, there's always a new challenge. Hence why I always show up and come back, I guess.
I do that. And just before, let's just jump the gun a little bit. We know that you guys are going to do something special live for us soon. So what we might do is we might chuck a tweet out right now, getting people to throw in some suggestions of topics that the guys, both very, very talented freestylers, they're going to whip something up for us in the next half an hour or so. So tweet in now at FUBAR Radio. You can email hd@fubarradio.com. Any suggestions at all? Any topics? Luke Courtier, what would you suggest?
I mean, I'd suggest rubber plants. I'd go straight in strong, give you rubber plants.
Put it down. I'm just writing this rubber down on my plants, little list. Rubber cool. plants. Done. Okay. Done deal. Mm. Done deal.
There's some in-joke there. I've missed out on them, isn't there?
I have. It is. It's good to go.
I'll just share. Oh, it is plugged in.
Yeah, no.
This is live radio. It doesn't get more raw than this. So fresh. No, it's not on. I just took it over.
All right.
Look, I've just come in and disrupted everything.
Come over to my mic.
Do you know what's quite funny as well?
I want you close. I want you as close as possible.
This was going to be a show takeover. Me and Liam were going to come and do it, but then I went AWOL for a week because I'm rubbish at answering emails. So this is going so well. And now we've come in and just disrupted. It was going brilliant.
I'm fully prepared, mate. You can do whatever you want. I'm prepared to be unprepared.
We're bringing Hugh and Luke into the freestyle lifestyle.
Welcome. Well, we are because normally at the end of the show, I do some sort of song that's sort of topical of the day or the week, but today we're all going to have a little jam out at the end, something to do with Easter and the 4-day weekend, because people are pretty upset to be back at work today even though they've just had a great 4-day weekend.
Some people out there might love their jobs. They might love
I was thinking about you. You're fine. You're doing just fine, dude. Hey, how you been? I haven't seen you for quite a while. Where have you been and what have you been doing?
I've been good. I haven't been able to stop thinking about you, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're sharing a mic right now.
No, I know. It's very intimate.
Get closer.
You smell great.
Do I really?
No.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Dick.
Yeah, I know, that's what you smell like.
Oh, burn.
And that's the name of your sex tape.
Yeah.
Let's.
Alright. I've been alright, yeah.
Great.
Cheers. Yeah. You?
Where have you been? Yeah, great, good chat. Alright, coming up next.
You're of a nice similar height and aesthetic.
Really?
You could be out of Caravaggio. Like it's a whole thing. Like a couple of brothers, maybe. You know, there's some wine and... I don't know. I'll just leave you with that.
He's getting jealous.
All right, yeah, a little.
He's getting jealous.
All right.
I'm the man with a beard.
Where have you been? I've seen your name's always headlining festivals and doing stuff. Have you been travelling around the world as per usual, or what's going on?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Where have I been? I played a comedy festival that you might know called Altitude in...
The skiing one.
Sick. I don't know what it is, really. It's mental. It's a lot of fun. It's basically a lot of comedians being drunk.
Right.
And goodness knows what else. In the snow, that's all it is. There's no one there watching it. There's like 300 people in the hole. There's 300 paying guests. I don't really understand it. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. Just came back from Hong Kong, did a gig there. That was cool. Flew halfway around the world to do half an hour gig.
Nice.
That's pretty good. But I've mostly just been preparing for this this show that, that me and Lena are doing with this band. I've pulled this band together.
Tell us.
So, right, it's myself, Lean, Disraeli, who's this incredible.
I've seen him. He's amazing. He's ridiculous. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, and he's very sort of grounded in the raw earthiness of the sort of, I don't know, the world of the weird. He's incredible. And like Bellatrix, who's the world's female beatbox champion, and she's on bass. As in, like, actually, literally, she's an incredible acoustic bassist. Guy called Rob on the cello, a guy called Ben on the violin and saxophone, and a drummer who's drummed for Michael Jackson and written for Sia and all this stuff. It's a ridiculous lineup of people. And basically, the reason why I pulled them all together is because they're all amazing at freestyle. Like, amazing.
Is it hard to get a team like that together? Is it hard to orchestrate everyone?
You'd think, but everyone was really up for it.
Right.
I mean, no one was even asking sort of any other questions than it was just like, yeah, everyone was like, yes. Because, I mean, everyone sort of worked with each other on various things over the years. It is a bit of a dream team, hence the name. So we called it the Dream Team. It's a bit of a crap name, but it's still...
it was a dream team, so we just stuck that label.
I reckon you'll get away with it.
It's a bit on the nose, really.
I reckon you'll get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because we did this thing, I sort of curated this little bunch of nights at the Jazz Cafe last year, called it the Dream Team Sessions, and out of that the most amazing one of these like impromptu bands that I pulled together was sort of more or less this lineup, and it was so good that I was just like, I've got to do that lots more.
You can see it in your eyes, even when you were just talking about it before. This has really got you buzzing, hasn't it?
No, we're just buzzing.
Oh, you are just buzzing. That's what you're doing down the pub. You're waiting to score Mandy.
All right, I'm coming up again.
You're doing good. Deep breath. We need some water and some pineapple juice and half a Valium in here ASAP.
Just so exciting because you don't need to learn any words before.
And there's that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's actually it's a lazy way out. We're a band with no material. We never have material deliberately.
Yeah. So is it for you guys and for you, Lean, are you based in London? Where are you based?
I am based in Croydon, but I'm from St. Lucia, Castries, St. Lucia.
Right. And so tell us a bit about you as well. This is the first time for us just meeting you now. So have you been releasing your own music? Well, I know that you're also a studio engineer amongst other things. Tell us a bit about yourself. Let's get to know you.
Well, I'm a man with many strings in his bow. As to say, I produce, I engineer, I freestyle, currently studying a degree in music tech, which is why I've been laying low for the last few years.
Right.
Used to run a number of nights here in London, which are all based around freestyle and interacting with the crowd. One of them was called the Elite Leagues, where I'd marched up and down the UK. And much like Beardie, I found a really tight crew of freestylers, and we'd get together and play really cool freestyle games, which are crowd controlled.
Yep.
That was all good fun, and since doing that, I've just been laying low in the shadows, mastering my craft, both crafts, the engineering and the freestyle, and just keeping it pretty quiet.
Cool.
I think that's mainly because I became a father 2.5
Did
years
ya?
Ago.
Bless.
Yes, indeed.
What's a boy or girl? What's the name?
My daughter's name's Amarise.
Yep.
She's a lovely young lady, and although I've never actually shown her rap or anything, she improvises her own songs.
Really? What does she do?
Amongst other things, she sings more than anything. She doesn't quite rap, but she sings, and she'll tell you about her day, but in song form. And it's absolutely hilarious.
Sing talking, I love. I'm a big fan of sing talking.
So that's where my energy's been at recently. Just holding that down until the bat phone rang. At the other end of it.
The beard phone. It's in the shape of a beard.
The Harlem Globetrotters. He put out the air. It's pretty exciting. We're very, very, very pumped to hear what you guys are going to whip up for us. It was initially going to be a bit of a Beardy Man takeover, but we've still got 50 minutes of the show left, so I reckon we can. We're still going to take some topics for the guys who are going to whip up a freestyle for us. Tweet in any random topics at all at FUBAR Radio. Tweet or email hd@fubarradio.com. And also we're going to play some of your some studio stuff very, very shortly as well, I do believe. So this is going to be a sort of takeover. Pretty much a
semi-takeover.
It's going to be a semi-takeover. We've got to give some shouts now to our man, Michael Payne, who, of course, does Payne and Sylvester here on Wednesdays. He's got a gig tonight, actually, coming up for the Cancer Trust at the O2 Islington. There's still some tickets available. Get along. We're all going to go, everyone here at FUBAR. And this one is Gangsters, and it's off his latest EP, Let M See It, on FUBAR. So Tuesday Roundup.
Listen, if you drive for a few miles in your car, you'll see things that could turn a smile into a scar. Some of today's kids are mad to the max. They would probably fit in where the wild things are. They used to blame two things in the old days: gangster rap music and video games. The problem was too big for richer folks to stay. Then the middle class moved in and it didn't go away. Right now they're repping it hard on that corner. High-powered weapons and cars like Transporter. People talk about them as if they've got enough to live. The same people that voted for the frigging Conservatives. Why do you think they haven't got an F word to give? Most of them don't know the meaning of the word forgive. The ones that learn are the ones that know Rick Ross bars. As far as they're concerned, that's something that only God does. The cool youth came and everybody thought the mood changed. Drug rings would have been smashed if it wasn't for the food chain. All they want to do is reach the top of it. Eat until the bottom isn't involved, meaning don't stop for shit. That's what the logic is. But logic is a dodgy biz, life's a bitch and often they're misogynists. It's hard to figure it out cause women are the ones that raise them. And father figures are now just figments of imagination. They might as well be invisible cause nobody's discovered how to stare through a prison wall. It's pitiful. I pity fools that think the culture's dying cause the situation's critical. It's a tragic problem. The illness won't just vanish like the myth of Magic Johnson. They're fucking for the funds cause the roots don't need to be legal. Stunting like money's the root of evil Knievel. But the government's just a group of greedier people. I want another word for the dudes we see as deceitful. There's gotta be a name for those that truly fuck up shit cause politician isn't really doing it justice. The game belongs to them and it's impossible to stop it. They save a lot of pennies with the coppers in their pockets. The law's on their side, so they're chilling in mansions, laughing while you're labeling the children gangsters.
You're on FUBAR, so Tuesday Roundup. Hugh with you, and I'm joined by three very, very special co-hosts, all filling in for Doc Brown. We have Luke Courtier, we have MC Lean, and we've got Beardy Man. Beardy Man and Lean are working together on a very, very super, super dope special new freestyle project, and it's going to be culminating in basically the dream team getting together of how many artists was it? Was it five or six artists, was it, Beardy Man, that's all coming together for this this live album gig?
It was 7 people.
Sick.
Yeah, all of them sick.
So are you going to be, Beardy Man, are you going to kind of be in the middle a little bit, sort of like sort of orchestrating it, or is it just sort of like everyone just making eye contact and doing it all together?
In terms of stage plot, there's a horseshoe.
A horseshoe.
If you're interested.
Right. Yeah.
We're in a big arch.
Beautiful.
And, back. And I've got a mic that only the band can hear. So, like, I shout instructions and they can get it in their ears. So I'm doing sort of live arrangement.
Yep.
As they're composing all the lines. We've got some evidence of this if you want to hear it.
100%.
Yeah, I think we've just loaded it onto your system.
What is it called?
We've got two tracks that we recorded live on Six Music. I don't know if they're fully loaded in yet.
Oh, okay. Have we got Beardy Man songs loaded in? Adding them now, apparently.
Well,
let's chat. We do have a couple of tweets to get through anyway. We have been chatting about terrible taxi rides. Basically, what's happened is a story from the Metro. A guy got a cab, an Uber, the other day. Should have been 15 quid, apparently. It's, you know, approximately King's Cross to Stoke Newington, rough around about that. It cost him £102.
Wow.
Right, so this apparently he fell asleep. The taxi driver was like, payday, thank you very much. Done this incredible 20-mile detour.
Wow.
And charged this guy £102. How about you, Lean? Have you had any sketchy cab rides before?
I am quite the Uber user, as to say.
Yep.
And I try to keep it clean. I'm a gentleman about the service. You know, I keep it proper. So I should have a 5-star rating.
Good.
Standard.
I like it about
I mean,
you.
I'm polite, you know, everything. I'm out there waiting for my cab.
Good
they
man.
Don't need to phone me. Anyway, I caught this guy, and it was his first day. I was his first fare. He was his first day as an Uber driver. I was his first fare. Everything was cool. We got to chatting, whatever. And he'd never rated anyone before, so he gave me 3 stars.
Messed up my perfect.
He gave me 3 stars. He's like, I don't understand how it works, so I'm going to give you a middle of the road rating. I was like, dude, you've just messed up my operations here.
Did you steal something? I would have taken something. I'm taking your hat.
I would have written
a nice Kangol. I'm taking it.
I was like, dude, come on, man. You know what I mean? I'm out here trying to be that guy, you know? And he gave me 3 stars. That's as bad as it gets for me in a cab. Everything else has been pretty cool.
How's this? This is a few weeks ago, right? I ordered a cab. I ordered an Uber, and it was like I just finished DJing, so it was like 2:30 or something in the morning. It was raining. I just want to go home. Just get in the cab. Anyway, the cab. I can see it. It stopped about 2 blocks away. And I'm like waiting. It's sitting there for like 5 minutes. Yep, it's on. I can hear that tapping when you're working. That mic is working. It's good.
Right.
So I'm waiting. I'm looking at this cab. It's just sitting there a couple of blocks away. So I'm like, oh, it's been there for a few minutes. So I call him. I'm like, hey man, we're just seeing what you're doing. Like, are you coming to get me or what? And he's like, nah, like it's a little bit tricky to get to there on Caledonian Road, King's Cross. He's like, can you come to me? And I'm like,
wow,
dude, it's like 2 blocks away. It's raining. It's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. I've ordered you to come and pick me up from here. Like, I ordered it. But can you please just come get me? And he refused. He's like, nah, you come to me or cancel it. I was like, well, what do I do? Like, I had to cancel it, and then they charged me 5 quid for cancelling.
I know what went wrong. What went wrong here. I know it. You should have done, which I've always wanted to do, is slid that bar to the right and got an Uber exec.
Ah, yeah, the upgrade.
Yeah.
It's all about the upgrade.
Uber suite. And seen, and you've been like, well, now who's the man who's going to pay a lot of money?
I'll pay a whole lot more for the exact same service. Thank you, Reginald.
Thank you. With a larger Honda.
Yes, indeed. Warm seats. Yes.
It's not right. 5 quid. And then I emailed them the next day and was like, well, told them the situation. This guy just literally refused to pick me up. And they were like, you cancelled, mate. You cancelled. Your choice to cancel.
Wow.
You young whippersnappers don't know you're born. The days before Uber, mate. The days before Uber. I once got into a cab, and this cab, this is long before Uber, we drove around for 3 hours to do a 1 mile journey because he was just the stupidest motherfucker I've ever met in my life. Like, I don't know how he was driving a cab. Like, it's literally... It's literally 1 mile, 3 hours, with him like craning his eyes, like squeezing his eyes, and be like, I think maybe. Like pretending that it's because he can't see the signs on the road or something, driving at 5 miles an hour at 3 a.m.
Also, if you are kind of technically blind or have some sort of eyesight issue, maybe not driving a cab.
Yeah.
Hey, we should just point out quickly as well, Beardy Man, he is currently on his own mic, which is why it does sound a little bit echoey.
It sounds
some
really
of that.
Weird.
But it's going to be for the performance and doing live.
It's interesting. I feel like we should balance it out because we've had some negative stories about cabs. I've really longed for the story where I've been like, we drove around for 3-5 hours, and we drove around because I decided that we were just getting along so well, and there were parts of Shoreditch I hadn't seen yet. There was a little bit of Bethnal Green that I thought, there's some nice trees on that road. And he was being really interesting about the EU, and he read the same article in National Geographic as me. Like, that could happen. It hasn't yet to me.
But
hey,
it could.
We have had a couple of tweets come in as well. We had one from Tom. He tweeted in saying, "Have you ever thrown up in a taxi? Don't. It cost me £150 to have it cleaned."
Straight.
£150.
Mm. I have been in a taxi where I've seen the warning notice. Like, it'll cost you this much if you're sick in our cab.
£150, though.
Come on, man. You just messed up his whole night, man. Yeah, he can't get no work that night with a cab smelling of your insides. It's not good.
Well, I was telling Luke before that I got into a cab last week, actually, and I got in there and I was like, sat in the back. My friend was in the front. I was like, man, this stinks of vomit. And he's like, no. He's like, it's the air freshener. I was like, mate, you either got a really bad choice of air freshener. Well, I was like, this is definitely. And I got out, and it was like, I could smell. I had to go into like a restaurant and wash my hands. And so I was like, I can smell vomit on me now.
We had another tweet from Oliver, who said the worst, he capitalizes, worst experience I ever had in a taxi was this racist old man who blamed everything for all the world problems. He blamed everyone for all the world's problems. I was trapped in the taxi for an hour and he charged me £30 for the pleasure.
Ooh.
Wow.
Very cross.
Yeah.
Oliver there.
That's true. You do get those ones. That's why I always take headphones with me everywhere. If someone's talking to you that you don't want to talk to, you just put in headphones.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do? I thought that's what everyone did. No? Got a racist taxi driver, go for it. You can say whatever you want. You got a piece of shit, go for it. Say whatever you want. Headphones are in.
Or you use an air suit and witty put down.
Yeah.
I really appreciate racist cab drivers because it's the only time that I actually get to like hang out with racists, so I get to sort of see what they think. And yeah. It's really educational.
Do you pick them apart? What kind of questions do you ask?
I don't know. You can ask really deep questions to cab drivers and they're stuck in a car with you. So you can sort of... I'm really annoying to cab drivers. They probably hate me. I've probably got the lowest Uber rating in the world because I try and like pick apart their psychology just for no reason because I'm drunk usually.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm not proud.
We've got a stack of suggestions of coming now for you, for Lean and for Bitty Man. Going to do something live freestyle for us very, very shortly. We want to play... something, one of the studio things that you guys did you guys make this together? This one, this is Where the Mysterious Trolls from the North.
Right, yeah, so let's just like explain why this track exists.
Please,
so we went on Six Music the other day and Tom Robinson, whose show it was, fielded some suggestions from the listeners. Someone sent in The Mysterious Trolls of the North and we were instructed to make a track with that title. So we did.
Say no more. All right, and we'll come back. We've got Luke Courtier, we've got Beardy Man and Lean in the studio right here on Foodmaster Tuesday Roundup.
Where? Because they're out there. Where? Because they're out there. Best beware because they're out there. Oh, yeah, you best beware. Barefooted, wide nostrils, looking for some beef. Sharpened teeth, they're out of control. You know they're the trolls, they are living under bridges. If not, they're in a hole. They be looking for the three billy goats gruff. If not, they're online looking for beef, you know nuff. See them in the comment sections. They bring disrespect and they ain't got no protection. Do you know what I'm about? Keyboard warriors, we're coming up from the south to the north, knocking at your door with the force, kicking in your door like the back legs of a horse. Now these trolls on the internet know that when it comes to beef, they ain't into it. So we chill and get intimate with our girls while you guys speaking into frets like
where the weird ones coming for your door. Trolls in the north, we say. You were the weird ones, they're coming for your door. The crooked trolls in the north, we say. You were the weird ones, they're coming for your door. The crooked trolls in the north, we say. You were the weird ones, the crooked trolls in the north. They're coming out.
They got an evil plan that we must foil. The trolls from the north have hooked up with the gargoyles. Winged creatures with leather skin. They really wanna bring the beef, then let's get it in. Huh. We've seen the trolls on the internet. When it comes to arms, blood, you ain't into it. So you trolls, yeah, smooth as silk. I heard a rumor that trolls can melt when you hit them with milk. It's just another fairy tale. If you've got some plans, you trolls about to fail. Us come with the fairy tales like the Cinderella. Me and Disraeli be them hard rapping fellas.
You're on FUBAR, it's a Tuesday Roundup. That is incredible. Oh, beware man. The mysterious trolls from the north by Beardy Man and Lean freestyling on Radio 6. Wow. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you as well. Luke's
Like everything I wanted out of like fantasy and like real hip hop.
Amazing.
Yes, there's you guys are so
fantasy
good.
Hop.
Fantasy hop.
Ooh, I yeah. like it.
It's good. It's new.
Yeah,
it's fresh.
It's big. It's there's a new. Detail in that lyric that is extraordinary. You've done due diligence, I feel. Like you've read The Hobbit.
When your nerdiness pays off. Yeah.
Man, this is so good. So you guys, Beardy Man and Lean, are going to do something live for us right now. Now, we have asked people to tweet in topics, anything randomly at all. Luke was like, please do something on rubber plants. Maybe we can kick it off with rubber plants. And you guys have said, less notice the better. So we're just going to, every now and then, we're just going to pipe in with another suggestion from a listener. And we'll just stay out of it and let you guys do your thing.
Yeah,
right. Safe.
Does that sound all right?
That sounds good.
Are you happy to kick it off for dear Luke Courtier with rubber plants?
I'm going to loosen it up first, and then we're going to get into the plants.
Cool. Whatever cool. you need. Yeah. Whatever you need. All right. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, check. Gonna have a little bit more of me as well, please. Check. I need the chance to spread my wings, spread my leaves, and breathe nothing in like rubber plants. I got a bad flow, it's smooth as aloe. Or a rubber plant that's actually one that you can cultivate the rubber from. You know about raps. We make the rubber from certain trees, sap. Yeah, Lean and Beardy Man, we come with scientific facts. Then you all relax, then we detox, we rocks. You know where we are, fuck you up beyond all recognition. FUBAR Radio. I don't even know what day it is, cause I've been working nights and I'm nocturnal, cause I burn the candle at both ends with a blowtorch. They said do freestyles, Lean'll go forth with so much forth from the bottom of the lung. South London is the place that I am from. I'm ready to light it up and let we bun. Because we do the raps and the skill is strong. I've been rapping for so long. We will make up songs. Come down to electric on Saturday. We'll get it on the second. Because our mouths are our lethal weapons. You can say I get it in like I'm Mel Gibson. But I am not too old for this like Danny Glover. That safe sex when you are undercover. Cheer that undercover brother with hot sauce. We've got the source of the swagger. We so much badder. It's like these breaders say they got flows, and then we kick them in their bladder so they piss themselves. That's the only hot flow that you got today. My name is Lean. I've got more raps there on layaway. Rappers better stay away, because I'm too hot. I radiate like Half-Life. Bend it like a half-pipe. You're just half-right. But I'm never so wrong. Me and Betty improvise all day. We going so long. Like the long path. The long pass. Excuse me. Let's stop for a laugh. A breather.
All right, we got Sarah in West Ham. She's freestyle about Tom Hiddleston's pert bottom in The Night Manager. Yes. Yummy.
Say what?
What?
Say who?
Tom Hiddleston's pert bottom in The Night Manager. Apparently, we've
John Le Carré, MI6, spy, big BBC Sunday night drama.
What is there to say about a man's bottom?
How's about I prefer not to freestyle about
it. Stumped on the first suggestion.
I wouldn't necessarily say stumped.
We got plenty more coming through. We got Tom and Epsom here said Jamie Vardy scoring a screamer at the weekend.
Cool.
Yeah. A screamer?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So that's a football.
I'm assuming.
Apparently, England and Germany played. I couldn't care any less
okay, good.
About that.
That means nothing to me, too. Can we skip that one as well?
It's cool. What about, you know, the scientific ship? We've got a great tweet in here.
the scientific ship that they held a poll to rename it.
Oh.
And the head name that's going on, because they were like, you guys vote for the name, we'll name it that. The head name, the current, the name that's in the lead is Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface,
yeah. McBoatface.
The infamous Boaty. This is the internet voted on the name of a vessel.
Yeah,
for scientific research, yeah. And the one that won out was Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface.
That's all the information that anyone knows about this.
No, it's a massive.
That one. Do you want to go to another one?
It's cool. Just warm up a beat.
Before you do that though, can we just quickly just stop down real fast and just acknowledge what just happened in the studio? Yeah. That was like
that was incredible.
you guys just mucking about. That was insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, this is a vastly reduced setup of the normal thing.
It's incredible. Incredible. So are we going with Boaty McBoatface?
We can rock. Yeah, we can work with Boaty. We can really have two.
Amazing.
Suggestions, I ain't mad at you. I'm not getting pissed and got an attitude, but Boaty McBoatface, well that'll do. Nah, people better think about a song title. Something's nice that is worthwhile. Think about it, put it in perspective. Line it up, then Lean and Betty Man will wreck it. We can wreck shit, oh yeah, it's FUBAR. I don't need to wash my mouth. Foul mouth is now off the leash. The belly of the beast, the sword is unleashed. It's unsheathed. Whoa, never tussle. Looking for some scientist discoveries in a vessel. It could be on a mission that would fail if it went to the Antarctic and looking for some sperm whales, cause they're dying out because the polar ice caps are melting. I know that because we've seen the water rising in the Thames when I was standing on the banks down in Feltham. On the South Bank, I give thanks because the boat's out there in the ocean with nuclear reactive material somewhere in its tanks. And they're trying to find new ways to make it disappear. We can make a vessel that can try to discover new islands in the lesser hemispheres. Yeah, what you up to? I made me a boat and sailed to Timbuktu. I found a new land, it's never been discovered before. There's new people there that are living in a much better place, in tune with the earth, and they speak a new language. Damn it, the facts, it be failing them. They're not Australian, but it's somewhere south of the Tasmanian Islands. There's an island there inhabited by aliens, and they're watching, and they're choosing what they're worth. Should they come forth and save the earth? But right now I'm in a deep zone. These aliens are the last hope for the ozone. And this boat, this vessel that we're looking for a name for, I'll name for Boaty McBoatface, or the Forbidden Horizon, or the Last Horizon. Got my eyes on Lost at Sea. Yeah, my people go deep like we're in a submarine. 2,000 leagues, this boat goes submarine type. It's deep, right? Yeah, now I got a notion. This boat could discover something to save the ocean, or turn the ocean and the water into fuel. A discovery like that, that could be real cool. I think that we should name this boat ISIS, cause it turns salt water to solve the world's energy crisis. Nicest. That topic was weak, my raps weren't the nicest, but I still keep it all nice. Don't wanna say that twice. Whoa.
If you're being serious, you're not so happy with that is blowing our minds, my friend.
Yeah. That was all out of literally just the words Boaty McBoatface. That's the entirety.
I think it was more about the scientific discovery.
I found that you didn't realize it. You went for the jugular. You were like, no, this is what this boat means.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. you can't just discredit his name with some ridiculous name. Dude's out there trying to, like, you know?
I feel like the world actually just needed that song. I think you will find.
Well, next topic, the world definitely needs this song.
Okay.
Luke Courtier.
Well,
for this one?
We've got
Marcus in Teddington.
Marcus in Teddington. Donald Trump being a total dick.
Oh my God, Donald Trump. Oh, if only he would just drop dead.
So dangerous. But we're giving
tell
him some.
Tell us what you think,
airplay.
Beauty Man. No. I feel like you're kind of skirting around
tell
the
us,
issue.
Tell us in song. Tell us in song.
Yeah, let's save it.
What do you
for
really
the
think about Donald Trump?
Do you know what we just saw on SoundCloud? A kid who's like made all these like soul tunes about how Donald Trump's amazing.
Oh no.
And it's not ironic even slightly.
No, it must be. No. It must be so this ironic
this
that no one understands it.
This kid has the most serious look on his face while he's singing this, man. Oh, he is on stage sweating for Donald Trump.
It's like this. No, it's really bad. It's really bad.
Do you know what? If I was in Middle America and that tune came out, I would be like, you know what? I really like this song. I wouldn't speak like that. I'd be like, I really like this song. That's how I'm going to vote.
Yeah,
it's not about Trump. It's about Bernie.
It's so
Bernie. Let's do it. Let's.
Why is it that 98% of the money in America is owned by 0.000001% of the people? Why is that?
So it's Robo Bernie.
Robo Bernie. Why is it that America is controlled by the 1%, the billionaires? What do they have that we don't? Money!
I am Robo Bernie, I am here for your election. I am such a good politician, I will give you an erection. No matter what your orientation is,
I am Bernie Sanders and I deserve the presidency. Yeah,
yeah, that's what you heard. Cause you know Bernie Sanders, he is the word. You haven't heard about the bird, cause all that's not to bird.
Even the birds know that I am a magical Disney-like figure capable of running the world, and Donald Trump is quite literally Satan.
Satan, he is an evil motherfucker. Yeah.
That song was rubbish.
Oh man,
that was rubbish.
The smile.
Can we strike that from the record?
I've got we've got a 3.5 minute delay. We always run here just in case someone swears on FUBAR, just in case. We're gone. It's gone forever. Hey, welcome to the studio, Beardy Man and Lean, for the first time ever. We're just coming live now for the first time. Last 3.5 minutes gone. Gone from, like, that was amazing. Come on, what are you talking
that
about?
That was amazing.
We are really like learning how self-critical you guys are.
You guys, that wasn't perfect.
We're too busy being obsessed about being great at what we do. Man.
Hey, you guys are absolutely incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, that was definitely the best song that's ever been made.
Mate,
absolutely. Let's go big on your PR and be like, yeah, I would put that in a pan with some garlic and butter, and I'd serve it to my close family.
I would put that in a pan with garlic and butter, and I would do it cheaply, and I would tax the rich as I did it. Tax the rich as I did it. Tax the rich as I did it. Tax the
Vote Bernie.
Alright, should we just keep going? We've got stacks coming in. Alright, next one we've got is from Clark. Now this one is very topical because the weather, it's good to talk about the weather when we catch up, isn't it? The important issues in life. It's been very stormy the last couple of days. Poor Clark says, how about a rap about the storm that came and tipped over my garden furniture and my gnome is broken? That's in capitals. It's weather. That's weather.
It was a quiet spring morning like any other. I stepped out and I looked across my garden and I thought, damn, life is good. I looked at my B&Q furniture. It's dark mahogany, polished to a certain perfection. And I saw the sun peeking through the clouds and I thought, I need to take a look in Yargos and order me a new barbecue because it's gonna be barbecue season soon, and I need to invite all my friends round, especially the ones that I don't particularly like, for a barbecue so that they can see just how lavish life is. And then, all of a sudden, this grey cloud came out of nowhere, threatening my lovely spring day. And then the wind picked up. I saw leaves going through the air. And the sky blackened. I thought, it's a time like this that I'm glad that I have Sky TV. I'm going to sit on the sofa and close the curtains and let this dark day pass away. But then, as if out of the blue, I heard a rustling. The bushes were shaking and the trees were quaking. I got real scared. Then I thought about that brand new lawn umbrella that I bought. And is it strong enough to withstand this new wind, this 20 mile an hour wind, which I had not heard forecast in the BBC News this morning? This is unexpected and sudden. I shed a tear for my lawn furniture, out there exposed to the elements. Now I feel so alone, taking refuge from the elements in my home. And out there braving these elements is my brave little gnome. Godspeed, little gnome. Godspeed.
Ooh, Godspeed, little gnome, little gnome. Little gnome, little gnome.
Little gnome, little gnome. As you stand guard outside my home, I say, Godspeed, little gnome. As you stand guard outside my home in the winds and rains, I hope you're no longer alone. Godspeed. Strength, little gnome.
Little gnome, little gnome.
I got like this. I got serious pain and cramps at the back of my skull from smiling so much right now. Guys, it's amazing. Wow. Beauty Man and Lean in the studio, freestyling suggestions from listeners for us on FUBA. Man, this is just so much fun. Like, you guys just, I imagine, like, when you guys are like in the studio or doing something together, you could just be like, oh, that was a quick 3 days just went past without even blinking. Like, you could just keep going and going and going and going.
We should probably do like a stunt where we try and make 5 albums a day for a year.
Yeah.
More music than anyone would ever want to listen to.
Wow.
I feel like you guys should have a little pod on a street. Like, you just sit on a nice street corner, maybe, you know, somewhere in Fulham, and just everyone everything that happens to you, everyone that comes past, or like every little like car that stops, you just do it for a day, and then suddenly there's this symphony.
I reckon we could get Arts Council funding for something like that.
I think you could. Yeah. I think you could. And they'd fly you everywhere, maybe, and then you just, I think you'd just end up doing it in the Maldives.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
Just popping over to Chamonix for the ski season, being like, yeah, we'll do this. It's quite a heavy, lot of skiing lyrics here, but that's cool.
Hey, with the show that's coming up on 2nd of April at Brixton Electric, mm-hmm. are you going to be taking sort of like these suggestions from people from the audience to make something live, or are you going to go pre-prepared with a few things? Or?
No preparation. Preparation's for pussies.
Right. Yeah. Tough guys. Boys. Mm.
Real men refuse to practice. Yeah. Or write material.
I like it.
Before the show.
Yeah.
If you have material, you're a loser.
Yes. Cool. And no, now we're going to go to one of Beauty Man's studio songs right now. Nah, just kidding. Hey.
See what you did there.
Boys. Oh, hang on. I've got sound effects too. Can I get involved with this as well? See,
I
was having such a great time until all of a sudden Beatty Man was so mean to me, and I don't know why. I just wanted him to love me, and he wouldn't, and I don't want, and he was my only friend, and now Luke's my best friend.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to come in with some reassurance.
Sad reassurance.
Hugh, it's okay. I've always thought about you the way I do in that Grecian urn in my mother's house in Cheltenham. Necessary, decorative, but fundamentally devoid of all meaning.
I'm not sure that made any sense, but I quite liked it.
Yeah. We sort of said it. Right. Hey, we do have more. We have more topics coming. Do you want to do a couple more? Are you guys happy to keep going?
Yeah,
let's roll.
I'm really not.
I want to hear it. I want to hear
really,
it.
Really, really. What else have we got?
We've got. Please, I don't know who sent this. We've got Game of Effing Thrones, bitch. And then the content is, please, Beardy Man, talk to me about Game of Thrones coming back. Yes! 3 exclamation marks.
Wow, it's a lot. 3's a lot.
Okay, oh, I can just say, Game of Thrones will probably be back. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Cool, next song?
Cool.
Yeah, next song. Yeah. What's on next?
Next one's from Jesse, titled Glastonbury. Jesse goes, Glastonbury lineup is out. I'm going in hard that weekend.
Ooh.
Says Jesse.
She's running through the site with a shield, going, well, good for him. Good for him. I mean, who's on the lineup? I heard Ellie Goulding's been added today. That was somehow news.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper! As in,
Earth, Wind, and Fire? Let's go tonight! Oh, here we go. Yes! Yeah, definitely getting this at my bar mitzvah.
Mm, yeah. Mine too.
It's just us girls in the studio. Come on, let's get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sunbuzz, take your beautiful girl and
that's all you're getting. Aww. That's all you're getting.
But what about just us girls?
Just as you'll have to just imagine the next bit.
Aww. But that was our last topic.
Darn it.
Was it the last topic?
I was enjoying that. Yeah, no.
Do you want to rock something? Let's rock something about Cyndi Lauper or something like
go
that.
Go on. And then we'll go. I want to play another song of yours as well before we wrap up. Here you go, Speedy Man and Lean live in the studio on FUBAR.
This is going out to that nameless chap. Be cool, Game of Thrones, it will be right back. But to be honest, I don't really wanna know. Ever since the last season, they killed off Jon Snow. And you know it gets dark, because ever since the beginning, I was trying to back the Starks. But you know, it was off with his head at the end of the first season for Ned. And he was a goody-goody, a real good guy. Well, I'm a hood guy, but not really, you know the words. I rap, but the truth is, I'm a Game of Thrones nerd. Yeah, I got a canister, enough gold. You can check the Lannisters, because those people do it the best, and they're evil. The top two, they do the incest. Huh. You know, you can't stop me. I freestyle all day and don't choke like Joffrey. He's the king, getting poisoned, doing a thing. Biddy man, about to bring it in. You know, it's so necessary. Gonna give a shout to the boy or girl Jesse. That's my name too. Blasphemy. For you to ask for the lineup of Glastonbury. I ain't seen it net. I ain't seen it yet. Even though it's published on the net. I make sure I stay cool and don't fret. Don't sweat when I'm all up on your set. Get respect. Where's the check? You know exactly where we are. Make them breathe harder, like Darth Vader. All up on the FUBAR radio on a Thursday or a Wednesday. I don't comprehende, it's alright. I'm nocturnal, I'm up all damn night. So I don't know whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Still wanna make sure I rap in the worst way. I'm thirsty, pass me the water. Stay slick with the flow like an otter. Stay at home, practice real hard on the freestyles. Good daddy there for my daughter. You mans don't know the code, because you waste your time when you're running on road. Me, I sit back real easy, and I burn MCs, and I cut high grade degrees, highest grade trees. I got the freestyles to make sure they sound real smooth as I spit it with ease, because I'm from St. Lucia in the West Indies. We got rhythm, yeah, we got flows, got charisma and all that. It's a God-given, and we're driven to impress. So when we do the freestyles, we will try our best. We try to top the benchmark, and it gets dark with a bright smirk. Exactly what we're telling you. Props to my man Luke and a bad host Hugh. That's what we do. Your crew too can disappear like we do in voodoo. From the east coast of Africa, strike back when the haters attacking you. Just one last thing I gotta say. Enough peace, enough love every day. Yeah man, ISIS we fight it. People come together and let's stand united.
Really having a good time.
Oh man, me too.
Really having a good time. Oh, guys, it's really, I know you're only just mucking around and this is what you do, and Beanie Man, you travel around the world doing this, and Lean, Beanie Man was like, hey, this is Lean, he's the best freestyle I've ever worked with. That was like this is these guys mucking around, this is blowing everyone's minds. This is sick, man. It's just,
yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Thank you.
Please, anyone that's listening to this, look up Lean on the internet.
Yeah, good plug. could play. Yeah.
That was, I'm really good at PR.
Yeah, you are.
That was smooth.
I'm self-managed independent artist. I take care of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to. We've got a couple of last minute entries. We want to throw at you guys, but we might just go to one more track here. This one is called "This Flat Earth Theory." You want to just play this one before?
Yeah.
You want to just tell us, is this one from the Radio 6 thing the other day as
this
well?
This is from the 6 Music Session the 6 other day
Music
as well.
Session.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And this was, again, so this is like a little subsection of the full band. This is like 4 of the members of the band. And it's all good and that.
Excellent. All right, and then we come back. We're going to wrap up the show with a couple more last-minute topics, and we'll find all the get all the specific details of this show coming up at Brixton Electric on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh, Luke, Lean, and Beady Man with you.
From all of that negative, try to stay close to people like my relatives. Positive thinkers, on the weekend we disappear in smoke and become drinkers. But this flat earth theory lets me realize, makes me realize that the whole universe is near me, inside me. Feeling really wavy and vibey, so raise your hands as we take off. Feel the smoothness of the cloth, we break through this issue. Let loose your fears up in the tissue.
We adrift, we adrift, we island. We can drift, we can drift, we islands. This earth theory falling off the horizon. We're too young, too young. We can drift, we can drift, we islands. We can drift, we can drift, we islands. This flat earth theory as it's tumbling off the horizon. So, back in the day, far another Saturday, in the first century, they believed the world was flat earth. Too foolish. Before they applied sense to music, we were drifting off in boats, and every last note of farewell took us further away. Every voyage was a murder, a soul since the sailor.
So dope. That is Beardy Man and Lean from 6 Music, made a live EP. They're going to be doing a full album. The Dream Team Band is going to be Brixton Electric, 2nd of April. Get tickets ASAP. Definitely, definitely going to sell out. We've got Beardy Man and we've got Lean joining us in the studio. It's Hugh and Luke Courtier. He's filling in for Doc Brown on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Guys, we've been taking suggestions from listeners of stuff for you guys to freestyle about. We've got about 3 minutes left of the show. We've got a few more topics. Are you happy to take us out doing your thing? Because it's just so incredible.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Alrighty. Luke Courtier, cool. What have we got?
Look, you've got Nelly in Fulham was so kind as to send us no subject line. She said Niall from One Direction went on the tube. Say what? And rap about it. So that's one of them.
Niall was on the tube.
Yep.
Just did what any other dude on the tube would do. He couldn't get a seat on the Northern Line. That's why I'm here doing this boring line. Actually, sorry peeps if I'm boring you. Maybe Niles was on the tube under Victoria. Could be silly as an idea. Maybe he jumped off the Victoria and switched to the Piccadilly. I could murk you when I'm in your circle. If not, up on the Metropolitan. Yeah, bad man like me, I brought my balls with him. Grab them and I ride rhythms. What's up? Yeah, where's the next topic? We will blend it right into the rap as we rock it.
I ate too much chocolate at Easter, says Barry in Walthamstow, and now I feel sick.
Too much top chocolate, that's pathetic. You were slim before, now you're diabetic. So you want to go and get the chocolate in. A couple months later you're injecting the insulin. Plus you must feel sick. That means that you're too greedy when you ate it and ate it too quick. And I know the evidence start to linger. I saw you in the corner with the chocolate on your fingers. Now you're feeling guilty. There is chocolate all over your face in this place. Disgrace, guilty.
Jamie says,
one more.
Pay for carrier bags is well shit.
It is well shit. Every time I go to get something, I feel real damn strange. I'm in Tesco's and I bought my stuff, checked my groceries, and I added it up and I got exact change. When I get to the self-checkout, the thing starts bleeping. I see the attendant shows up and starts creeping. I go, oh damn. Don't have change for the plastic bags. But I got the baggy pants and the combat. So pockets, I'm way beyond that. Fill up my pockets with my groceries. Yeah, Luke, next topic, bring it close to me. Be the heat like the toast and the butter. Excuse me, never running out of rhymes. I never stutter. You can talk over and I can keep going and listening. Go ahead, brethren. You can bring it in.
I've got my last topic for the last 40 seconds. Rap about Brixton Electric Show on the 2nd of April.
On the 2nd for the last 40 seconds. Well, me and the crew will be rapping. We got on the drums, we got Beardy Man doing the beatbox with his mouth and the tongue. We got Bellatrix, you know she's hella sick. Plus Disraeli, when it comes to describing his lyrical flow, words fail me. And we got Ben Sarpaz upon the string, and we got Rob Boncello when he does his thing. You should come along to the show and just join in.
Amazing.
Get the tickets from the Sound Clash.
Guys, sorry, thank you so much. Rash. Make sure you look up Beardy Man. Make sure you look up Lean. Make sure you look up Luke Courtier. This is FUBAR. Go to the website, FUBARradio.com. Make sure you book tickets for Brixton Electric on the 2nd of April, guys. Thank you so much.